Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus of Agriculture Economics and Academic Hall of Famer from Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and welcome to the Globetrotter of Agriculture. Today's subject matter is the extra money dilemma. A producer asked an interesting question in a recent seminar. I have extra cash in the checkbook. Should I pay off loans, invest in capital assets such as equipment, machinery, and land, or just keep it? First, this is a great situation to be in. Next, analyze how this position occurred. Was it earned cash flow that was remaining as a result of profits? Was the extra cash the result of the recent government payments or the sale of capital assets? Is this cash position the result of recurring profits or non-recurring circumstances? The next step would be to develop a projected cash flow with different scenarios of production, price, cost, and changes in interest rates if the debt is structured on a variable interest rate or term interest rates are reset. Completing this task will assist in anticipating cash needs in the business or personal family living withdrawals. Complete an assessment of one's short-term and long-term business goals. Short-term goals are to be achieved in less than 1 year. Long-term business goals stretched out to greater than 3 years. After these tasks are completed, then one should examine debt structure, including operating, intermediate, and long-term debt. What are the interest rates? And is there a prepayment penalty if the loan is paid off early? Is the debt on fixed or variable interest rates? Or is there a reset option of interest rates or terms? Will this occur in 1 to 3 or 5 years? A working capital analysis is an integral part of this overall analysis. Is your working capital, which is current assets minus current liabilities, greater than 25% of expenses? Is the cash portion of your working capital at least 20% of this total? Part of the cash could be used to pay off debt with higher interest rates with the goal of improving cash flow by reducing payments. Some of the cash could be used to take advantage of cash discounts or reduce the purchase price of inputs because of flexibility of cash. Examine your historical cash position. If you are risk averse, you may want to increase your working capital position. If debt reduction is a high priority, then allocate more cash toward this action. If you are a person that prefers the challenge of the growth in the business, then the cash could be used for capital expenditures to grow. However, maintain some cash buffer in case plans go economically south. This balanced approach and analysis can reduce debt, but it also positions a business with financial liquidity, which is a high priority in an economic environment of volatility that creates both challenges and opportunities. Well, we'll see you for next edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture.